I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Mark Evans had a chance to speak with Wayne Johnson. He's the administrator at Norlite Nursing Center in Marquette for an update on the COVID-19 matters at the facility. Here's more of Mark Evans chatting with Wayne Johnson.
You've been very, very transparent with the situation over at Norlite with dealing with the COVID-19 and everything. What's the latest? I know you've had some cases go through there. What's the latest situation that you can report for us?
We've got 7 current cases. It's unfortunate. We've seen a slow. It has slowed down, but one added this week, and we hope, not to sound like a record for the entire media, but we hope we're at the flattening of the curve here, where we're not going to see any additional cases, because the good news is they all originated from one wing. It was all the same area where we had asymptomatic transmission from a worker who, unbeknownst to them, was caring for these patients that, do require physical assistance. And unfortunately, it was like the silent enemy, if you will. And it infiltrated the facility. And once we recognized it, put up our systems, isolated everybody to their individual wings, we've had great success in preventing it from spreading further. But it's taken its toll, as you can imagine. Some of the staff, a lot of fear of the unknown. They have, some have left. Some have taken leaves of absence. Anxiety, not wanting to bring it home to their loved ones, their family members at home. And I understand that. And what this leaves us with, unfortunately, is a need for, filling the schedule. We're not taking admissions. We have plenty of protective equipment. And we're looking for, essentially, RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. And the community outreach has been phenomenal. I've had at least 15 nurses reach out to us and say, hey, I've got a job here, but I'm willing to do 1 to 2 shifts a week. Hey, I can do 4-hour shifts here. Hey, I can do a 12 on the weekends. Just plenty of individuals who have done this. So it's looking much better. I'm proud to say that we've got a lot of staff members coming back, because as you can imagine, in a time like this, we are expected to, take the littlest symptom that anybody's showing and not let them in the building. So we've been ultra diligent to make sure that anybody who's got a temperature, anybody who's got a little cough, sore throat, whatever, that they stay away, 3, 7 days, 14 days if necessary. They get a test. They don't come back until they're cleared. We're having some of those people come back now. In all, we've had about 35 employees get tested. And it was the original 4 or 5 in the very, very beginning that tested positive. Everybody since has tested negative. So we feel we're at a really good spot right now. We got staff members coming back. We are still looking for some relief on those employees who are here because they're putting in so many hours, putting in 50, 60 hours. So we're looking for those people who can work for us temporarily. Maybe put in 12 hours a week, maybe put in 16 hours. Or if you're looking for a full-time job, we're hiring there as well. So we are offering hero pay. It's a couple dollars an hour extra. It even goes more if you're working in the isolation wings, up to $4 an hour extra. So there's plenty of protection. We have lots of PPE. We have excellent protocols to keep you safe. And essentially, we're just, again, looking to give relief to our current staff who are putting in 60 hours a week.
And that's really is the bottom line to this whole thing, is these are residents that do need round-the-clock care, and you're caring for them. But at the same time, and you mentioned this, I mean, the amount of protective gear that you've been able to accumulate is you're able to keep the staff safe now that you have the idea of exactly what the problem truly is. So there's a lot of upsides to this.
Yeah. I mean, back in the beginning, it was so much misinformation because we're seeing all the stories out of New York and out of Detroit. And they're saying, hey, listen, if you've got PPE, don't use it all now. Wait until it's in your building. So we followed that guidance. Unfortunately, it came in, and the asymptomatic transmission that occurred, it was already too late by the time we started using it. So we put the proper protocols in place exactly when we should have, but unfortunately, once it's in your building, you can imagine it's almost like wildfire. So we're very happy with the guards that we put up now. Has completely slowed the spread. Again, only 1 new case last week, 1 new case this week. We're very happy with that, and we're hoping that continues. But we are really being transparent. I'm sure you've seen a lot of stuff on Upper Michigan Source, Mining Journal. Our Facebook page is really the origin of all that information. I do daily updates. Try to throw it out there, what is going on within Norlite. It's a safe environment, and we're very sanitary. I'm actually looking, right now, Miss Garrow is right outside my office, and she's wiping all the door handles, and I love that. So it's a very sanitary environment, and one that you should feel safe coming to.
And, well, the other thing, too, is remember that family members are not coming right now, and that's going to be the case for the next little while. But as far as the safety of the facility, Wayne, I mean, you have a family, you have a young child, and you're there right now because you know the precautions are working.
Exactly. I have a little 2-year-old named Wyatt at home, and she is. I do not fear bringing this virus home to her. But I totally understand why somebody else would have a difficult time feeling comfortable in their own heart with that. So I can't blame the fear that is out there, but please know that it is misguided. Do your information. Do your research. Don't just think, oh my gosh, they got a problem over there. I got to stay away. That's not the case.
Well, again, you've had the outreach from RNs, LPNs, and more, but you still could use the extra hand, and that's the thrust of this whole conversation, is that they want to help or they want to find out more. What's the best thing for them to do?
Go to Facebook. I mean, if you are a licensed nurse, an RN or an LPN, that's great. We'll hire you tomorrow. If you are an interested individual who's just a concerned citizen who wants to join the team and help wherever they can, we're conducting 8-hour, it's a one-day academic training to be a temporary nursing assistant. You can help for a couple of months. Your certification won't be valid after this expires, but we can get you trained in another way if you want to help out long term. But really, anybody who's able-bodied, wanting to help, just go to our Facebook page, Norlite, N-O-R-L-I-T-E, and we'll get you started.
That's Wayne Johnson, administrator at Norlite Nursing Center in Marquette, speaking with Mark Evans. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.